doors of campus main building and ran down the path between the all-weather tennis courts. Her combat trousers and boots felt clumsy after 8 months in parts of Brazil and the United States where she'd rarely worn anything heavier than shorts and sandals. The sun was dropping below the horizon as she crossed the deserted playing fields. Orange light pierced the trees and made her squint, but being back on campus felt good. The cool evening air was a change from humidity, and she deliberately ran through the muddiest part of a goalmouth because she felt more at home with a bit of cherub campus stuck to her brand new boots. After a struggle, she discovered that her old pair didn't fit. "Lauren!" Bethany shouted as she came over the brow of a slight hill. Down below, a crowd of 30 kids were gathered in a car park. They mostly faced towards a squat workshop with aluminium sides. The three sets of hangar-style doors along the front were open. Inside were brightly lit workstations covered with tools and four cars in various states of disassembly. All vehicles in the Cherub fleet got upgraded in this workshop. Stiffer suspension, satellite tracking, performance-tuned engine, plus tinted glass and subtly altered controls to make life easier for underage drivers. To ensure the highest standards of reliability, routine servicing and repair work was also done on campus, along with occasional special jobs such as fitting a car with a hidden compartment or installing listening devices. Quite a few people turned to see who was shouting. Lauren Adams gasped as she recognised her best friend. She backed out of the crowd and charged up the hill to give Bethany a hug. "Oh my God!" Lauren screamed happily as the two girls pulled each other tight. "I didn't even know you were back. Why didn't you text me?" Bethany smiled and made a little squealing sound. "I want it to be a surprise." "When did you get back from Brazil?" Bethany looked at her watch. "Our jet landed at the RAF base down the road 5 hours ago, but I had to go straight into an emergency debriefing with Maureen Evans, and then I had to see the chairwoman." Lauren looked at her friend's navy cherub t-shirt. "Promotion too, well done." "Zara told me I deserved black," Bethany said. "But you want to get that for outstanding performance on more than one mission, no matter how long you're away." Lauren nodded sympathetically, though she was secretly pleased that she still outranked her friend. "So how was the mission?" "Hard work, but we took care of business in the end. How about you? You still suspended?" Lauren shrugged. "I spent a few days doing security tests on RAF bases, and I helped a pair of new agents settle into a mission over in Northern Ireland, but I'm still banned from going on any big missions of my own for another month." "I brought you back a present, but I thought I'd save it for your birthday next week," Bethany said, before stopping to give a curious look at a small girl dashing up the hill towards them. "This is Coral," Lauren explained as a 6-year-old sidled up to her. "When I got punished, I had to go and help out in the junior block. You know, putting the little red shirts to bed and reading them stories and stuff. But I enjoyed it, so I still go over there to help out. And I get enough learning credits out of it that I don't have to do stupid dance or drama lessons anymore." "Cool," Bethany smiled. "Though I never understood what you've got against drama classes." Lauren tuttered as Coral slid her hand in Lauren's trouser pocket and shyly nuzzled her leg. "Drama's so moronic," Lauren moaned. "Remember that time Mrs. Dickerson had us waving her arms around pretending to be trees for a whole hour?" Bethany laughed as she imitated the teacher's voice. "Breathe deep and feel your body move with the wind rushing through your branches."
"Wouldn't mind so much, but you can't breathe deep," Lauren said. "That drama studio has no windows and it always stinks of feet." The two girls laughed harder than the joke deserved because it felt good being back together.
"Coral, this is my friend Bethany," Lauren said as she pulled the little girl out from behind her legs. "Stop acting daft and say hello." Bethany squatted down and gave the tiny girl a smile. "Coral's only been on campus a few days," Lauren explained. "Her big brother's already rumbling with the other red shirts, but Coral's a bit overwhelmed, so I'm keeping an eye until she settles in."
"Hello, Bethany," Coral said as she reached out to shake hands.
Bethany noticed chips of Lauren's black varnish on Coral's fingernails as she took her little hand.
"Aren't you formal?" she said.
"Nice to meet you, Coral." Coral seemed less shy after the introductions. Lauren and Bethany each took one of her hands and stretched the youngster between them as they walked downhill towards the gathering in front of the vehicle workshop.
"So what's going on in the garage?"
Bethany asked. "It's mainly about boys flexing their egos and getting grease on their overalls," Lauren said. "You can cut the testosterone down there with a knife."
"I see," Bethany said, though she clearly didn't.
"They retired a couple of the old golf buggies the staff used for getting around campus," Lauren continued. "But instead of scrapping them, Terry Campbell has been helping some of the boys convert them into racing carts by fitting motorbike engines. You know what James is like about anything even slightly to do with motorbikes? I've hardly seen him since we got back from the summer hostel."
"And my brother's involved too,"
Lauren nodded. "Jake's part of James's crew." With Coral still holding their hands, Lauren and Bethany eased between the crowd and stepped through the open front of the garage. There were two golf carts, each surrounded by boys in blue overalls. The carts were dented and rusty after more than a decade of plying the paths around campus, but instead of being allowed to die with dignity, they'd had their batteries and electric motors stripped out and replaced by the engine and transmission from a motorbike and a selection of dubious accessories stuck on the outside. James's team had added four sets of wing mirrors, gold paint and go.